Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. So glad you joined us today. Let me ask you something. Are you suffering from fatigue, insomnia? How about loss of energy, weight gain, constipation, difficulty concentrating? Well, all of those symptoms could certainly be related to what's going on with your thyroid. And a lot of people know a little bit about thyroid, but we're going to discuss it today with our good friend and great doc, Dr. Erica Bradshaw. Thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me again.
Now, I want to talk a little bit first. Let's discuss about the thyroid, just basically what its purpose is in our body. What does it do?
Well, it increases metabolic activity. It helps you absorb your nutrients that you take in your body. It helps your brain think. So that's part of the metabolism. So people that are slow talkers might have an issue with that.
Oh, never thought of that as far as slow talkers. I'm a fast talker.
So you might be at the opposite
depends on
end.
What time of the day. It depends on what time of the day.
There are times
I will
when I'm
say
a slow
no more.
Talker.
I will say no more. I'll get in trouble. Let's keep going.
I know that the thyroid also regulates your body temperature, does it not?
Yeah, it does. So a lot of patients have low body temperature as some of their complaints.
So I know that there's some really common things that go on with the thyroid, and let's discuss a few of them. Let's discuss first what happens when your thyroid produces too much. You just mentioned that as far as fast talkers or type of things.
Yeah, sometimes they might have diarrhea or they might have a lot of headaches, things like that.
Hot flashes, I think.
Hot flashes, yeah. Increased body temperature.
Like a racing heart.
Racing heart, yeah.
All of those hyper-type activities.
Yeah.
And now that has to do with the thyroid, actually, the hormones that it produces, the T3, T4 hormones. And when it's producing too much of those hormones, we consider that hyperfunction or hyperthyroidism.
Yes.
And now what would be a typical cause of that? Why would the thyroid suddenly start producing too much T3, T4?
Well, it could be a virus that's causing it. It could be too much medication. Someone might have, sometimes patients will go to health food stores and without the proper guidance, they might be given things to lose weight, for example. So it could be in some weight loss products, for example.
Oh, that's just stimulating the thyroid to make more T3, T4,
yeah.
Because that's the way some of those products work.
Yeah, and also some autoimmune thyroid disease can also begin as a hyperthyroidism.
Now, that would be Graves' disease, probably.
Well, I mean, that's one aspect of it, but also Hashimoto's thyroiditis can also do that.
So it can make, Hashimoto's can make you hyper as well as
In the beginning, yeah.
Because I know that, and the autoimmune diseases, if people don't realize what those are, I want to explain that with autoimmunity, your body is basically attacking itself. So when it comes to autoimmune thyroid disorders, there's something going on in your body. You're producing an antibody that is in some way attacking the thyroid. Like with Graves' disease, you're producing an antibody that actually, I read, it mimics the hormone called TSH that's produced by the pituitary that helps regulate how much T3 and T4 the thyroid is putting out. So it kind of tricks the thyroid into producing more.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was really interesting that an autoimmune disorder could actually do that, where it's actually mimicking another hormone.
And sometimes women have babies and they lose all the weight and they start gaining it back. That could be a sign that she has Hashimoto's.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So after pregnancy, they lose the weight and then they start gaining it back?
Yeah, in those cases.
So certainly weight gain. So weight gain is also having to relate to hypothyroid.
Hypothyroidism,
so there's hyper, too much. Your thyroid is producing too much hormone, too much of that T3, T4, so your metabolism is speeded up. You may be talking fast like I am right now. That type of thing.
That could be coffee.
Yeah. No, actually, I only have one cup today. So it definitely is not coffee. I think it's hyperthyroidism.
But hypothyroidism is more popular. We see that more. Is
yeah.
That right?
Yeah. I believe it's more common in the patient.
That's what I meant to say.
Population. Yeah. It's more common that people are fatigued with constipation and cold body temperatures and swelling of their extremities.
Right. And that's what a lot of people come into the store looking for. I mean, when they start gaining weight and they have low energy, and they always hear about, well, I think it may be my thyroid, you know, that type of thing. They may not have gotten tested yet to see if it really is related to the thyroid, but a lot of people will recognize those symptoms as being a more common aspect of hypothyroidism. And I think people are more familiar with that versus hyper.
Yeah, I think more commonly nowadays, because of certain toxins in the environment, people are having more symptoms of low thyroid. But it may not start out as Hashimoto's. It might start out as an iodine deficiency, for example.
That's what I was just going to ask you. What role does iodine play?
Huge role. It makes up the thyroid hormone. The T4 has 4 iodines, and the T3 has 3 iodines.
And so you have to, you don't make iodine in your body. You have to get that from your food, correct?
You should get it from your food, like sea vegetables and things like that.
And how many people eat sea vegetables? Not too many.
Not too many. But you get it in the sea salt as well, a little bit.
But how common is iodine deficiency?
In my practice, it's pretty common. But as I said, it might have to do with toxins in the environment, like the fluoride in the water. That's supposed to be really good for your teeth.
Let's talk about
but not
that.
Good for
let's
your thyroid.
Let's talk about that, because it's not only fluoride, right? It's chlorine, it's bromide.
Bromine, uh-huh.
So those type of things. And why are those affecting the thyroid?
Well, the body takes it up because it's in the same biochemical family on the periodic table in biochemistry. It's in the same lineage. So it kind of looks like it. It's kind of like... It's kind of like going out on a date with someone just because they're the next best thing, but it's not really the real McCoy.
Oh, okay.
So you take them up into your home, and then you make a bad stew with it.
So basically the thyroid is instead of grabbing the iodine, it's grabbing the
bromine or the fluoride or the chloride.
And so then, it's not getting the iodine, so it's not making the T3, T4.
So it's making a false hormone for all intents and purposes.
So what do people need to do in that respect?
Well, first you need to think about the gums that you're chewing and the water that you're drinking and the breads that you're eating and where and the pans you're frying food in, for example. Because even, I don't want to say, I'll just say the nonstick pans have certain aspects of fluoride in them. So it's not just the water or the dental office.
It's a combination
or
of
the
everything.
Gum. Yeah. It's the cesspool of society. There's so many chemicals out there. You can't really identify exactly you can identify with testing, you know, but...
And
you can't really say what it is.
I know that, like, the bromide, you can get it on strawberries, can't you? The pesticide that goes in strawberries, like carbonated drinks, people who drink a lot of soda.
Yeah, this is very true.
So how do you test to see if there is an issue with that? I mean, you can test to see how much of those chemicals are in your body, can you not?
Yeah, we usually get an iodine supplement and give the patient 50 milligrams of it. And basically, we do a 24-hour urine collection. So if the patient is deficient, they will take up all of that iodine, and the urine collection won't have much in it.
Oh, okay.
So
because
that,
they're hungry for it.
Yeah.
Their thyroid is hungry for
it. Yeah, it's deficient. So you're able to determine if the patient is deficient usually from a 24-hour urine collection.
And you can also measure the amount of fluoride and bromine and
you can
all
but,
of that in there, I believe.
But usually the doctor extrapolates that if they're low in the iodine, they probably have the other toxins from the environment.
Okay.
In the body.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bradshaw, before we get into the second part of the show, a lot of testing for the thyroid is not very difficult. It tends to be very simple, isn't that right? I mean, most of it?
Yeah, for integrative doctors, yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
And that's really important. Now, really quick, before we run off here, I just want to make sure your phone number again for your office, if someone would like to get in touch with you, is 813-810-1688.
Yes, correct? Yeah. Yes, it is.
813 area code 810-1688 to get in touch with Dr. Bradshaw. And Brenda B., our store, where you want to tell people about that, where it's located?
It is in Palm Harbor, Florida.
At the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road.
Right there on the corner in the Public Shopping Center. Come see us. We have lots of great things in the store. We have lots for the thyroid of what we're talking about, of course.
Yes, and in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Bradshaw and talking about the thyroid. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have been covering the thyroid, and we have been speaking with Dr. Erica Bradshaw.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show, and welcome back, Dr. Bradshaw. We're so glad you're here with us, and I'll try to slow things down a little bit. I think I was talking a little hyper earlier in the show.
A little hyperthyroid.
A little hyperthyroidism going on there. But, you know, speaking of that, I just want to ask, you see sometimes that bulging of the eyes with hyperthyroidism. Now, is that a typical thing with people who have that condition?
I believe the longer they have it, the more likely that physical feature is to stay, unfortunately.
Oh, really? It doesn't reverse
if
once
you
they
catch
get it.
If you catch it early, maybe.
Interesting.
But the longer it stays,
you're good.
Okay.
Thumbs
all right.
up.
You're
Very
not,
good.
Your eyes aren't bugged out, if that's what you're asking.
Very good. Okay. So we've been talking about thyroid, and we were talking about hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism, the difference between the two, and how there's actually autoimmune diseases that affect the thyroid, and it can affect you in the way of making your thyroid produce too much of the hormones, T3, T4, and it can work in the opposite and make you produce too little T3, T4, which was really interesting. So when you go in, though, to see someone like Dr. Bradshaw, she's going to look at things a little bit differently, which is interesting. A lot of people that we talk to in the store, they'll get a typical blood test, you know, where they measure the T3, T4 hormone, and the doc tells them it's normal.
Well, actually, I would say that they might get a TSH and maybe a T4.
But not a T3.
Not a T3.
So a lot of docs don't even test the T3.
Exactly, and they don't test the antibodies right away either.
Oh, to see if you do have antibodies against your thyroid, to see if you do have an autoimmunity issue there. So all they do is test the TSH and probably T4 and say it's fine and you're normal.
Yeah, and sometimes, you're supposed to test the free hormones, which are the active hormones, and they may just get a total T4. Anyway,
it's sort of like a cholesterol profile that goes much deeper versus like just total cholesterol. You want to test the little particles of the LDL and all of that.
Yeah, you want to go into a little more detail.
And that's what you do there. You were mentioning to me before the show started that when you look at a blood work, you look at the different values. You look at a totally different set of values than what you see that normal range on the blood work.
Yeah, I usually use different reference ranges a little bit tighter than regular doctors. So I might look at a TSH of 2.5. I have to think of other things too, other hormone systems that might also be affected, like the adrenals, and check those first. But someone with a TSH of 2.5 could very well have hypothyroidism.
Where on the typical test that's showing as normal.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's interesting. Now, and you mentioned the other glands possibly being affected, and people have to realize that this thyroid is part of the endocrine system. And when one thing goes a little out of whack, it can certainly affect other endocrine glands.
Yeah, so that's also a difference that they would experience when they come to see me is that I'm not just looking at the thyroid and saying, okay, well, that's it. We're just looking at the thyroid. I'm looking at other hormone systems in the body as well. You know, I'm asking them about their diet. There's a lot of factors that are weighed in. And even if the tests look normal and the patient has strong symptoms of the illness, I might go out on a limb. I might go out on a limb for them.
Well, that's nice to know. Now, you mentioned foods. Let's talk about foods a little bit.
Okay. Goitrogens, possibly?
Yeah, because people do come in the store and they're hearing, you know, well, I need to stay away from these type of foods like broccoli and some other goitrogen type of foods that may be like soy or something like that.
Cabbage.
Right.
Rutabaga, kale maybe.
So do you suggest people to stay away from those type of foods?
Well, actually, if they have elevated thyroid, I might tell them that they need to eat a lot of those.
It's going to stop them from producing so much hormone.
Yeah, it'll stop the conversion of the T4 into the T3 hormone. But in general, when patients come to me, I'm assuming people are eating broccoli and, you know, cruciferous vegetables in general.
Hopefully.
Unless, you know, they spend most of their time at franchises, which some of them do. So you have to start step by step.
And, I mean, there's so much more benefit to those type of vegetables, you know, and the little bit of effect that it may have on the thyroid may not be really huge at that point, especially if they're cooking those vegetables.
Yeah, it's negligible. So I don't usually tell them to get off those vegetables. I encourage it, but I know they're not going to eat a pound of broccoli to inhibit the thyroid gland in it, you know,
right.
In a sitting.
I don't know too many people who eat a pound of broccoli.
No, they'd be having intestinal issues, possibly.
Right, that would be a whole different thing they're coming to see you for.
Exactly.
What about gluten, though?
Well, I tell them to get off of gluten because the genetically modified wheats can set up autoimmune issues in patients. So I try to get them off that and minimize their exposure so I could have a clean slate to look at.
Interesting, yeah. And I know that there's a lot of issues with gluten, and you don't, keep this in mind, you don't have to be celiac to have a problem with gluten.
Yeah, there can be a difference between an allergy and a sensitivity.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I know I'm sensitive to gluten. I get respiratory problems when I eat gluten. So, and I know, like, another person who eats it and their fingers swell up, and they were told they have arthritis. Well, they didn't. They were just sensitive
issue.
To gluten,
yeah.
And I know it can affect your thyroid.
Yeah, my abdomen starts pooching out 3 days after.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's the thing with with foods that we're sensitive to like that, that we don't necessarily have an allergy, like an allergy to peanuts or an allergy to strawberries, you get symptoms days later.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, eating this food over and over again can certainly affect the thyroid and can be a contributor to the autoimmune diseases that then break it down.
Yeah, we have to eat clean. Eating clean is important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, Dr. Bradshaw, I know I have met several medical doctors who will say, oh, the thyroid, you don't even need it. Just take it out and we can just give you medication and that way it's easily, perfectly controlled. You get your levels just right. Just take that thing out of there. And there are some doctors that think that way. And I know it scared the heck out of me to hear someone speak like that. And I thought, you know, you're not like that. Someone will come in and say, you know, I think I'm having this. It's a thyroid issue. They shouldn't be afraid to come and see you thinking, oh, my God, my thyroid will be taken out immediately if I complain about something. Right. I mean, you're not of that camp, correct?
No, but I mean, let's realize that if the thyroid was large enough that it was inhibiting the patient's ability to breathe, mm-hmm. I would say mm-hmm. go to the ER, you know.
Right. Immediately. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have that, go to ER.
And that's called a goiter, right?
Yes.
Where the thyroid actually inflames mm-hmm. and it gets larger. And that's usually with hypothyroidism mm-hmm. because the thyroid is trying to get bigger to have more tissue to produce more hormone.
Yeah. And actually, they used to put iodine in the grains, apparently, and then they stopped. They put it in the grains a long time ago so people wouldn't have goiter.
Well, you know, and I know that you go a little step further as well. You mentioned that you like to do ultrasounds as well to see if there's any physical change to the thyroid.
Yeah, we like to see if there are any nodules on the thyroid and cysts and things like that, which would lead me into determining if they have a need to check the iodine levels.
Okay, and then they go a step further, and you can test how the thyroid is absorbing the iodine,
yeah.
An iodine challenge or something to that effect.
Yeah, because the cyst could indicate if there is an iodine deficiency. You know, iodine deficiency can cause cysts and nodules in the thyroid.
And, of course, you know, there's always the chance that when you see a nodule, you want to check it out because you don't want it to be a malignant type situation. So that's a totally different situation. Taking your thyroid out and getting, as you mentioned, Dr. V, getting on like Synthroid or even Armour or something like that, it's not an easy process to keep that regulated, is it?
Tight regulation. It takes some time at first, but it can be done.
Better to, if you can work it out and keep it,
right?
I know, and get it right and get it on track.
Exactly.
That's the way
when
to
I
go.
Had yeah. when I had some thyroid question there of what was going on, that was my goal. Ultimately, is I do not want my thyroid taken out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
who does?
Luckily, everything turned out wonderful. Dr. Bradshaw, we want to mention your phone number again. It's 813-810-1688. That's 813-810-1688. And if you give them a call, they'll probably give you a little bit of a discount for your first visit in to see Dr. Bradshaw and get your thyroid checked out.
All right, that's 813-810-1688. And for those of you who are interested, you can check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.